Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, Jerry Murphy calling.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm calling in regards to Ron Nelson.
3N partnership, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Give me 1 second. Let me pull that account up. What can I do for you, Jerry?
Well, I work with Ron and a CPA. I work with him in his financial stuff. He asked me to give you a call.
Okay. What kind of questions can I answer for you?
Well, do you need his reservation code?
Let me see if I could just pull up his file here. I might be able to just do that right here. Give me 1 second. 3N partnership. I know I saved it somewhere. Here it is. Got it. Okay, no, I got it.
You got the reservation code? The one he gave to me was 2411-1401-0009-8773.
Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay. He also got some information that he doesn't know if it's from you guys or not, but a credit card.
Yeah, we do credit cards as well.
Okay. So is the credit card different than your commercial inventory loan, short-term loan?
Correct. Yeah, credit card is obviously a credit card. The capital loan is a unsecured loan. So that capital loan, that money can be used for anything. There is
What's the credit card used for?
It can be used for anything as well, but it's secure. I mean, that's going to go against that's going to show up on your personal credit. The business working capital loan will show up on your business credit and won't show up on your personal credit.
Okay, how much on that credit card? What's his limit on that card?
It doesn't say here because we don't have an actual approval. We didn't run any credit. I don't have specific numbers like that for you.
Okay. So what information is needed on this commercial loan?
Okay. What is he trying to do? What's the amount? Are we looking at equipment or capital?
Capital.
Okay. And what's the ballpark figure we're looking at?
40.
40?
Yeah.
Okay. That shouldn't be an issue. And how much are you guys doing in sales right now?
Oh, gosh. I'm out of state, out of the office, but it's well over 3.
Okay. Yeah, 40 is not going to be an issue at all to get you guys capital. What type of term? No, is this you guys want to borrow just short term? You want as long as possible? What type of term would you like?
Oh, I would, you know, that I'm not wanting to speak for him, but from what I know, it'll be short term, probably days up to 3 months.
Oh, okay. So this is what is it going to be using it for? Is it just to buy inventory and flip, or?
No. It's to buy input product at a high discount.
Okay.
You know, he gets up to 30% discount if he can, you know, if he takes their offer now in volume, early pay, cash discount, he gets up to like 30% discount.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can do a 3-month term at the. He's gonna get the best rate possible. How's his credit? Is his credit pretty good?
Well, as far as I know, it's good.
Okay. I would need, does he still have the application that actually he didn't give me his email last time, so I didn't send it to him. Could I send the application to you?
Yeah, I won't be back until Friday.
Okay.
Okay, the application is for what?
The application is for the 40K.
Oh, okay. So just a simple application.
Yeah, it's a simple application.
Okay.
One page. Okay. What's a good email?
If you send it to me, I'll do it with him over the phone. Does he need to sign it?
He does need to have his signature on there.
I'll have to wait. I'll have to wait till the weekend.
Okay.
So
no problem.
Send it to me then. U, as in you. A, as in apple. R. dot, no, start again, okay. UAR at Hugh, that's H-U-G-H-E-S dot com.
H-U-G-H-E-S dot com.
Say that, I'm sorry, it's Hughes.net.
Okay, so let's see.
Not dot com, it's dot net.
Okay, yeah, so I got UAR at HUGHES dot net.
Correct.
Okay, UAR at HUGHES dot net.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do I get that information back to you quickly? Can it? Do you accept like a scan and email back to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So a scan or a fax would work. Whatever is easy for you.
Scan or a fax.
Mm-hmm.
And will you have your fax number?
It'll be attached.
I'll have your email address when you send it to me.
Correct. And my fax number is on my signature there on the bottom.
Okay. And so then how do you disperse?
We just deposit in the bank account.
You wire to a bank account?
Correct. So the application I'm going to need, but I'm also going to need 6 months of bank statements for the business bank statements.
You mean
monthly?
Within 6 months?
Yeah, so February through July of your bank statements. And that can just be downloaded. Most of my business owners just download them and then send them to me via email.
Oh, you need bank, you need, okay, you need bank statements.
The business bank statements, not personal.
Okay, business bank statements.
6 months.
6 months.
February through July.
That would be August, back 6 months?
Yeah, so February through July. August isn't done yet, so you don't have to worry about
July.
August.
July, okay.
Yeah, and then did you guys did they file 2015 already, tax return?
I can't answer that. I don't do their tax.
Okay. I'm going to need the most recent completed tax return as well.
Okay, now they're in agriculture, so can that be just a Schedule F?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I got, I think I have his 2015 Schedule F. Do you need any more than that?
No, that should do it.
All right. Okay.
So I'll send you when I send you the email, I'll send you the list of what I need.
Okay.
So that way you have it.
All right. Okay, great.
Okay.
He'll have to sign it, so we'll have to get together and then get it out to you.
Okay, that sounds good. You have my number.
How long does it take? Because this deal is for September 1.
Is when he needs to have that money?
Well, to get the discount.
Okay, so if you can get me, you can't get it to me sooner than Friday? Because we'll be pushing it.
I won't even be able to get it to a place where I can print.
Okay. Does he have a way of printing it and signing it? Because you can fill it out and then have him just print it and sign it and fax it back to me.
Well.
Okay, let's just say worst case scenario.
He and I won't get to be able to get together until this weekend.
Okay. Well, if you can get it to me on the weekend and I come in Monday morning, I'll get it approved by Monday afternoon and hopefully tell you guys, you know, what you're approved for and what the term would be. And then we can get the document signed by Tuesday, which is the 30th, and get you funded by Wednesday, the 31st.
Okay.
But we're cutting it close.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So if you could somehow get it to me sooner, it would be helpful. If you can't, then we'll just have to we'll be on a time crunch.
Yeah, I think that's about the only way we can do that.
Okay, no worries.
So what you're needing is the application signed. That's the most difficult part of this right now process.
That is the most difficult part, yeah, because basically what that is that it allows us to check his credit, and we have to have that.
Okay. Okie doke.
Okay, I'll send you an email, Jerry, with the list again in the application, and then I'll wait for your email, and however you can get it, just get it to me.
Okay. Okay, all thanks.
Right. All right, you're welcome, Jerry.
Bye.
Bye.